welcome to PCB Chat. I'm Mike Buteau, Editor-in-Chief of PCD&F and Circuits Assembly. We are coming today from the floors of the Messe International Fairgrounds in Munich, home to Protectronica. The biennial trade show is the largest of its kind outside Asia, with more than 40,000 visitors attending the four-day event. Co-located with Semicon Europe, the show fills nearly eight halls, each the size of an airplane hangar. All the major players in every aspect of electronics assembly production are here, as well as hundreds of smaller companies. Today we will talk inspection, and it is everywhere. There are more than 40 companies offering surface inspection, 28 showing AOI, and another 20 with X-ray equipment. Let's get to the stories. Mertek reports more demand for wafer-level package inspection. Light shined on bare die using standard Moire tends to reflect. The company's MV3 Omni Desktop AOI automatically inspects for defects both pre- and post-reflow. Designed to capture inline capability for an offline price, it uses a blue LED projection Moire to characterize those highly reflective devices and solder joints that standard Moire or laser cannot handle. Viscom has extended its S3088 Ultra with a chrome configuration, one of three standard configurations the 3D AOI comes in. The previously available entry-level blue line is aimed at companies primarily using 2D capability. The top-of-the-line gold model is a high-resolution, high-speed 3D inspection machine. Chrome targets users who desire speed along with 3D quality. The new X8068SL inline X-ray features automatic loading and targets larger boards, power electronics, and so-called massive components. Saki continues to report strides in the automotive sector. Its new 3D platform has a beefed-up aluminum frame to reduce vibration and linear encoders with scalable accuracy to 1 micron for better control of the head position. The standard 12-micron resolution head can be adjusted to an optional 7-micron resolution by swapping the lens. The system is 180% faster than the previous model. A user-friendly wizard performs auto-programming based on IPC standards. The new 3SI LS2 SPI is built on the same platform as the AOI and also applies scalable resolution and has an accuracy of 3 microns at 3 sigma. A-Leader has come a long way since I first saw them in China more than a decade ago. The new ALD8700S 3D AOI platform now measures height. Using its new interface, users can apply Gerber files to locate pads and make go-no-go decisions based on a built-in IPC class 1, 2, or 3 specification. It looks for component shift, coplanarity, tombstoning, shorts, and lifted lands using a single camera and digital projection system. TRA has a full array of machines ranging from 2D to 3D AOI and 3D CTAXI. The new TR7500S3 3D AOI features one top and four side cameras. Nordson YesTech has a unique configuration for its FX940. The 3D AOI has a new projection system with a projector and multiple cameras and software that reduces reflections and shadowing to improve metrology. It is being shown integrated with the Nordson Asymtech conformal coater, featuring a UV curing system underneath as part of a dispense, cure, inspection configuration. See our Twitter at twitter.com/MikeButeau and the Circuits Assembly Facebook page for pictures. Nordson YesTech's FX940 double-sided through-hole inspection system, introduced earlier this year, has two heads, one on each side, and UV light for conformal coating coverage and thickness measurements. MVP's Spectra 2 is among the machines that now has pin and hole test as part of its array of inspection capability. Newly acquired by Micronic, Vitech's Pi SPI has a touchscreen user interface said to eliminate the mouse and keyboard. Its Sigma software correlates SPI and AOI data and is said to review manufacturing processes in 3D in real time. A color-coded system indicates the process is nearing the end of its tolerance range. It ties into the Micronic printer and pick and place. The related 5K 3D AOI shows real metrology in 3D. Parmi is showing XSEED, its hybrid SPI AOI, available for in or offline usage. While the name is the same as the AOI model released 2 years ago, and which Parmi says it may change, this version performs bottom-side inspection. Another feature is a laser that looks inside holes, for example, for press-fit connectors, and can measure dimensions. New to the scene is Ash out of Ireland. The microscope manufacturer is showing its competitively priced OmniLine, which can tilt the board under inspection, digitally measure lead-to-lead distance, and imports DFX or Gerber and uses those files as a digital overlay on the screen to compare with the parts on the board. Hailing from Great Britain, LRD Electric launched 4 machines in the past year, 2 benchtop AOI and 2 inline systems. The entry-level Kite line scan model has a top-down camera and performs first article or fully automated inspection on parts down to 0402. Merlin, the other benchtop model, offers a 5-megapixel camera with a telecentric lens for inspecting parts down to 01005 and 0.3mm pitch. Osprey is a standalone inline version of Kite, a line scan camera with a telephoto lens, while Falcon is the higher resolution inline model. All are competitively priced. Another newer player is Magic Ray of China, which has the TD7000 3D AOI and the just-released V5300 inline AOI with double-sided inspection. Many of these systems are part of the Hermes initiative, an ASM-backed protocol for line-to-line communication. This is one of the several protocols for machine-to-machine communication that has emerged on the electronics industry scene in the wake of Industry 4.0. We'll talk more about that in an upcoming episode of PCB Chat. This has been PCB Chat with Mike Buto. Have a nice day.